Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said Tehran is not against sending its low-enriched uranium abroad for enrichment. But at a news conference Tuesday, spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast said his country would send 3.5% enriched uranium under such circumstances that Tehran could be assured of receiving the 20% enriched fuel rods. The Iranian spokesman said the condition was part of the 100% guarantees Tehran is seeking. He said Tehran wants the switch to be made on Iranian territory. The announcement is the latest twist in the international dialogue meant to reassure world powers, led by the United States, that Iran's nuclear program is peaceful, as Tehran maintains. The UN's Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, wants Iran to send most of its stockpile of low-enriched uranium to Russia and then France to be further enriched and turned into fuel rods for use in civilian reactors. It would be returned to Iran in about a year. The delay would buy time for negotiators to hammer out a solid deal with Iran covering all aspects of its nuclear program. It would also leave Iran without its key bargaining chip, a major stockpile of uranium. The simultaneous switch would not seem to undercut the point. The uranium in fuel rods is extremely hard to convert for use in nuclear weapons. But it violates the spirit of the IAEA proposal, which was presented last month as non-negotiable. And it continues what some Western diplomats describe as a distressing tendency of Iran to draw out the negotiations. The five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany are considering tougher measures against Iran for stalling on the deal. Tehran is already under international sanctions over its nuclear program. But China and, to a lesser extent, Russia, both with substantial business ties to Iran, are reluctant to put on more pressure. Iran's semi-official Fars news agency reported Tuesday that the country's top nuclear negotiator made reference to the disagreement. Saeed Jalili is quoted as saying the six nations seem to be facing internal problems and are not ready to resume dialogue, while Iran, he said, is ready for dialogue at any time. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.